True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
We were just talking about it. How much fun was that deadline for you, and what message do you think the Royals sent yesterday?
Message? Well, I mean, the deadline's fun, right? You hope it'll be fun, right? But it's exciting when you enter the day. We did a few things beforehand. But when I think the message is, pretty consistent with the way JJ approaches this. And I think, you know, it's always, are you a buyer or you're a seller? And to me, it's... you're really always doing a little bit of both, right? And it's opportunity driven, right? But it's all about making your team better, short term and long term. And I feel like we did accomplish that yesterday. The opportunities have to be there. You know, it could have been he's going to be disciplined, so you know you can get shut out on a day like that or be disappointed. But I think it was just about right. I mean, that we didn't get everything we could have accomplished, but I think for the value and what it would have cost to do some other things, I don't think it would have been smart on our part.
So now with that behind you, we look ahead to the final third of the season. What are your expectations for this team?
Well, I like the momentum we put together in here in July. I think obviously was concerned about pitchers dropping like flies. I think a couple of them are coming back internally, but we also, I think, solved that rotation challenge yesterday. You know, I don't know exactly what the plan is, but, you know, three major league pitchers with years of control, we got a full rotation again. And so that's as it relates to the next few months here. But if you think about as we enter the offseason and think about next year, I mean, we're deep again, and it's important, right? Starting pitching. When I was in Cleveland, Frank Cohn always used to say, if you have a lot of good pitching, get some more, and you can never have enough. And I think I kind of felt personally, you know, earlier in the year with our rotation healthy and, you know, Alec Marsh maybe getting healthy and Kyle Wright, you know, doing this. And I almost felt like we had an embarrassment of riches, but, you never do, right? And so I really feel good about giving us a chance to do something special here in the next 2 months. We'll see what happens. But I feel really good about what we did for ourselves for the future as well.
Yeah, I find myself on the postgame show around that time when Wright was rehabbing and Marsh was coming back. You don't want to verbalize, hey, we have a lot of pitching here, because once you say it, it's like the baseball gods
are listening. And then, you know, Lorenzen, I think he injured himself. and then Bubic goes down and Cole, right? I mean, Cole, that's a big blow to the staff. And, you know, so I think those guys are coming back, not Chris this year, but, you know, Chris, I think it's good. We got him shut down and, you know, he should be back strong for 26.
So as you sit 2 months away from, you know, the calendar flipping to October, how difficult does the path to the postseason look for the boys in blue?
Well, I think it's always difficult. You know, but people say all you got to do is, you know, snap off 10 in a row or something like that. But I don't think that's how you get, if that happens, that's great. But I think you get back in it and start chasing it like we've done here the last three series. All right. We've won three series in a row. I'm still, Usually I put these games behind me real fast, but I still see that Stowers walk-off in Miami. I think it should have been four in a row. But I think that's how we get back in this. We chip away. We play consistently. Our pitching's, you know, keeping us in the games again, and we'll see what happens.
Speaking of that, a walk-off, disappointing loss here and there. Have you had doubt with this team this season? Has anyone had to fire you up at some point to stay in the fight?
Look, I listened to you on the way home, so it's a when we lose a game, it always hurts, right? It always hurts, but you don't have any choice in this game. You know, the next day to bounce back, right? And so I think I wouldn't say I've had doubts. I have, it's been one of those years. I think with what we accomplished last year, historic turnaround, and got in the postseason, had some success. I think we all had higher expectations of ourselves. And so I do feel like we haven't met those expectations. Look, we're still in this, and, we can talk more about that. When I say we, I mean the team. We'll talk more about that when the season's over. I think right now it's heads down, and let's see if we can do something special for our fans. But I wouldn't say what was the term you used?
Stay in the fight, a doubt.
But doubt, I mean, this is a tough business, right? It humbles you, and it sobers you up when you think, and, there's some parts of our game we haven't performed as well as we had in the past, and I think everybody feels that. We expect more of ourselves. So I think that's where the focus is now, right? We have 53 games left. Let's see what we can make happen from here to the finish line, and, hopefully we can push into October.
You mentioned that,
but that's up to these guys, right? I don't miss a game out here unless there's a major conflict, but the owner can help on days like yesterday, although I didn't really need to help, right? Because it was from a resource standpoint, it was a relatively neutral day, right? So, but I can help when we talk about what we're going to do with Seth Lugo, but on a day-to-day basis, not much I can do except be a fan out here and enjoy watching these guys.
Speaking of Seth Lugo, I'm curious, what do you hope that extension says to the fan base?
Well, I hope it, what I hope it did, well, I kind of think about what it did for the team, right? I think when you think about a talent like that, and, if we couldn't have signed him, JJ has to evaluate seeing what we could get for him, right? But we'd been talking about that, and we thought, what else could we do for our team than take a guy that was a runner-up last year in the Cy Young? He's pitching well again. He's a leader in the clubhouse. He sets a great example. He means a lot to our fans. He's a stopper, when we need an outing, he steps up and does it. What could we possibly do that would be more important than that for our team right now? So I hope that's the message. And this is about building this thing for the long haul, too. I mean, I guess that's the other thing, right? This, we could have helped our team. If we traded him, I'm sure we would have helped our team, but it probably would have been with some prospects or maybe something else packaged up. But I don't think it would have been as good as making sure we got this guy around here for the next couple of years, if not maybe another year after that.
Speaking for myself, I know, and I think I could speak for the fans, it's nice on both sides in that I don't know many Royals fans that expected a player of Seth Lugo's caliber this close to free agency to sign what is without question a fair deal, but possibly leave some money on the table, and at the same time ownership willing to make a fair offer to a guy that's 35, yes, performing. But it's the two things that I don't think many Royals fans have come to grips with they now have here in Kansas City in 2025.
Yeah. What's exciting for me, too, is for a guy like that to say, I want to be here. And, it's his family wants to be here. I get that. But from a pure business standpoint, and it's not just, I like it here, but as it relates to his profession and his craft, right? He feels like this is as happy as he's ever been. It's also the best he's pitched in his career, and I think he feels really good about our pitching department. And that's something that I'm pretty proud of, and I'm also excited about what we can do with these new guys. You know, I think between Sweeney and Bove and Stetter and the strategist and analyst working in that pitching department, I think we really have something there. And we've got young guys and veterans that are all getting better, and that's something. In the past, I think Cleveland had a reputation for doing that, developing pitchers, certainly Tampa, and Houston, too, for a while. I mean, I think guys like Verlander went to Houston and got better, right? And so that's something hard to do in professional sports. And to get a professional athlete to want to be here for those reasons, that's also something that excites me about our ability to sign Seth like we did here.
I was just getting ready for tonight's pregame, diving into Waka's numbers. Case could be made. He's 33-34 past two seasons. It's as well as he's pitched also.
Yeah, and he's a consistent guy too. And it was another when we went right to work on him at the end of the year, right? I can't remember all the sequencing there, but, you know, he had some last day where he had a – you know, opt out of his player option, and we started that conversation early. And I think those two guys, right? We got them at the same time from San Diego. They changed the game for us relative to with Cole and to have an elite rotation. And it's just the big, you know, if you have a rotation like that, and you're in every game, even when other parts of your team maybe falter, you got a chance to win the game, right? But you know, we want to get them all. We want to hit on all cylinders. But pitching is still, you know, where the real value is in this game.
Talking about Lugo's deal, Waka's deal, even Bobby's deal, it reflects really well on you and your ownership group. It also runs counter to what other small market clubs often find themselves doing. Is that just reflective of you and your ownership group being more competitive?
You know, it's I don't know. It's hard to put a fin. We want to compete, but we want to do this. We want to do something special for our fans. I think we'd love to compete. We'd love to put a great team on the field. But this business is really about putting a good product on the field, right? And exciting the fans, whether it's in stadium, whether it's listening to it, whether it's watching it, whether it's connecting it on their phone, whatever it is. That's where there's a lot of other things that go into this business, but that's where it all starts. And I think, you know, we talked early on, and JJ's been great. He understands to have sustained success, it's not easy. We're finding out right now, right? And we talked for a minute about the big turnaround and making the postseason and having some success. We're experiencing how hard it is to get back, right? But that's the great thing, I think, about this game. You get feedback, this business, you get feedback every day, right? There's not too many businesses where you get this. You're going out and you're competing against the best people in the world at what they do, and you find out you've got a lot of feedback as to where you are. So it's a constant reminder of what you got to do to get better. But it's also a business where, you know, we talk about sustained success, but it's continuous improvement, right? It's all about, like yesterday, this whole business is about evaluating and selecting talent, making the most of that, developing that talent, and then getting the most out of that talent, whether they become a major league player out here or whether you utilize that talent to make your team better via trade. And we saw some of that yesterday. In fact, I'm rambling here a little bit, but Freddie, you know, that's a guy that everybody loves. I mean, not just for what he does, the weight, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is a great opportunity for Freddie. He has worked hard. He's earned the opportunity to be the number one guy for a team that's going to be competing for a playoff spot. And then we get, you know, because he did that, we get two starting pitchers with years of control. It's pretty remarkable.
And I think he left an impact. I think Freddie's legacy inside that clubhouse, whether it's in spring training or here.
No doubt. Yeah. You know, even off the field, you know, he's one of the guys that is a classroom champion in the public schools. He, in our Royals Literacy League, he goes into the classroom and inspires kids. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I can't have a favorite player. You know, when I get to, who's your favorite player? I say I love them all. But I will tell you that I think everybody thinks Freddie was a special guy and is a special guy, and not just a player, but a great human being.
Yeah, no question. You mentioned earlier about the pitching depth that this team's going to have in the offseason, and I think many people can take that and wonder, you know, the organization will hold a lot of cards this offseason in avenues to possibly improve the team. But with those contracts that I mentioned, Waka, Lugo, Bobby, you also have a lot of guys hitting arbitration next season for the first time.
Right.
Will the aggressiveness in free agency that we've seen over the past two seasons, can that continue? Is it proper for that to continue?
Well, it can't go unfettered or unchecked, right? We have to have discipline, right? There is a... But we're willing to – when you talk about this ownership team being more competitive, I think – the other thing I think about this ownership group is we're all local. You know, when I say not everybody lives here, but they're all either grew up here, have a connection to Kansas City. And I think when you have local ownership, that group's going to be more willing to stretch than somebody that's kind of a – again, it's not required, but I think Major League Baseball likes it when we have local ownership because you're going to be – you're going to be willing to stretch. But to answer your question, I mean, you have to manage the business, right? We're willing to be aggressive. We can't we're not going to spend like the Mets or the Yankees or the Dodgers, but I think there's a within that framework we can be competitive, and we want to be smart about you know, this. You have to have a mix of young players and veterans, and I think right now I like what we have, but we'll have to manage that as time goes on. Now you think about the pitching that we just – it's a pretty – I mean, you know, Waka and Lugo are on – but that's a pretty cost-effective rotation if you really think about it. With a lot of young guys, you know, Bubic is in arbitration, obviously, and Cole, we did that deal with him. But these other guys are – pre-arb, and I think Falter he'll be first year arbitration next year, so these are manageable, but those are things we'll have to look in the offseason. You know, JJ may have some ideas about utilizing that. I almost hesitate to say excess capacity because there is no excess capacity in pitching, but I do think last year with feeling Chris's coming back and his, we were able to trade Brady Singer at a point in time that made sense for us.
We mentioned Freddie. I want to ask about a couple of other Venezuelans, beginning with Mike Hell. One of only eight big leaguers right now hitting, qualified big leaguers hitting better than 300.
Yeah.
It's amazing that that's it. It's only eight guys in the big
leagues. Right, it is amazing.
300, but
it is amazing.
One of them's a Royal.
It is amazing.
What do you think this 25-year-old could turn into?
Oh, I think it's very exciting what he's doing this year. You know, I don't know. He didn't play winter ball last year. I think last year it was a long season. When you play winter ball and then come up here, not a lot of major leaguers do that, but he certainly showed up great. I know he made some changes in his approach, and it's paying off. And, you know, every time you think, okay, he'll come back down to earth or slow down, he comes out here and gets, like the other night against the Braves, he got three or four hits that one night.
He put on a show for his cousin.
Yeah, there you go. No,
that
he was
fun to watch.
He was. He had a good series for sure. But, no, he's a great, really important part of our team, and certainly want him to be around here for a while as well.
Speaking of that, Salvador Perez could become a free agent this offseason. You know, you'll handle that when you handle that, but how does that even hit the ears, the idea of Salvi being a free agent?
No, he's the heart and soul of our team. You know, we have a club option here. I know JJ's wants him to be here. I know there's been some discussions. You know, right now I think heads down on doing what we need to do, but we'll have some things to talk about as soon as the season's over.
You mentioned earlier, though.
When I say we, JJ, that's JJ's job, but he knows how much we value Salvi.
For sure. You mentioned earlier the Stowers, Homer, down there in Miami. I'm curious, when would we find you during a game most agitated? Is it a blowout?
At that moment.
It's a walk-off? It's a... bad call by the umpire? When do we really see your
the most level? Agitated? You know, sometimes it's when we make a stupid mistake, right? But at that point, you know, you're still in it, right? You got to, like this whole game, right? Like you got to get up tomorrow. You got to put it behind you. But that was when we got the two runs in the 10th, I thought, okay, first game after the All-Star break, here we go. And I saw that, I forget what kind of pitch it was, but it was pretty much middle. And as soon as it came off his bat, I said to my wife, we just lost the game. And so that was a period. That was a moment of agitation. And it's hard. I can't go to bed right after that.
Turn it off right away? Do you?
You know, I usually like to listen to Q.
Sure.
You know,
he has a way of calming you down.
But, you know, also when you get to know Q, Q does a great job. But you can tell. I can tell on those nights when, you know, he's doing some deep breathing techniques to kind of. But he's a very steady hand, and he always has a good perspective. But I'll usually listen to Q on those nights. But, yeah, then I'll turn it off.
You mentioned the constant feedback you're receiving, not only outside of Kauffman Stadium, but I see you conversing with the fans all the time inside Kauffman Stadium. What are you hearing right now from your fan base?
You know, most of what I hear from the fan base is gratitude. You know, every once in a while I'll hear somebody mumble sell the team when they walk by me. But that's a minority. That's probably mired in something else. But in reality, it's really more about gratitude. I think people feel like we're not where we expected to be right now, but we're in it, right? And I think that's we talk a lot about if we could play important baseball and baseball that matters in August and September every year. That creates opportunity. It creates hope for our fans. So that's what I primarily hear. Every once in a while, I mean, right now they'll ask about the stadium, you know, and that's certainly something that I think at this point it's more about wanting that decision to be made. So everybody, it's just something on people's mind, and that's I would just say about that. You know, we feel like we've got a really good process going on that. But I would just say at the end of the day, the objective of that process is to make sure that the Kansas City Royals and Major League Baseball stay in Kansas City for the next 50 years. And, you know, that is really, when I think about our legacy, that is really fulfilling Mr. Kauffman's promise to Kansas City when he brought the team back here. And I've always felt like that. Responsibility was passed on to me by the Glass family, and it's something I take very seriously. So that's really the objective of that process, and I think at some point that's where we're going to get to, and we'll make a decision, and we'll know what our future holds, and that'll be a great time to press on and quit having to answer that question. But it's really about you know, at the end of the day, again, if we can win for these fans, that's what's most important. And give them a great experience out here at the ballpark.
Yeah, you mentioned we can be done with that question about the stadium. I'm with you, especially on postgame when I get the, oh, they're only spending money for the new stadium. I'm like, who cares why they're spending money? Just be happy.
Oh, you mean that we're trying to win for the new
stadium? Yeah. Only for the new stadium.
Yeah, that's not the deal. We're trying to win because we want to win, and we want to do it for our fans.
No question. John, I greatly appreciate the time, and looking forward to this home stretch. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.